Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's show. It's a beautiful June day, June 26, 2013. I am Molly McCord, your host for Conscious Cool Chic Radio, a show that has been going strong for over a year now. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. I know you're busy. And as always, I appreciate your energetic presence here. I have a few announcements before we dive into today's exciting topic. We're going to be talking about the 2013 spiritual themes, and the psychic cowgirl Shannon Lackman is here to talk with us about these themes and her experiences and insights as well. So we're going to have a very rich, lively chat. But really quick, I'd like to give you a heads up about what's coming up. Next week on the show is when I'm going to be answering your spiritual questions. Normally I do this the last Wednesday of the month, but June was really fast. So there wasn't room for it, so I've moved that to the first week of July. Some of the questions that are coming in are about orbs. What are orbs? We have a question from one woman who is feeling competition and insecurity at school with her classmates, and she wants to better herself and look at how she can change that energy around. So we're going to talk about that, as well as a few other topics. So I hope you join us if those are of interest to you, and chances are somebody else is asking a question that also interests and relates to you. The following week, on July 10th, we have Lois Wetzel here, and she's going to share with us the energy that we can use from the stars. She is the founder and recipient of a new form of long-distance healing called Edina, and she's going to talk with us about her book, explain some of those practices, and how it relates to 21st century shamanism. That is going to be a really fun chat, so I hope you can join us for that show as well. Also want to let you know that today is the last day for the free copy of my latest, newest book, and I really want you to grab it for free before it goes up to full price. Today, June 26th, it's on Amazon for free. Go to Amazon and type in The Art of Trapeze, and you will be able to download a free copy. You do not have to have a Kindle. You can download it through a Kindle app that goes on iPads, iPhones, Android devices, tablets, your computer. You can get it anywhere. It's not specifically and only for Kindle. I like to make that clear. So please enjoy that while you can. And now I am honored and excited to introduce my lovely co-host, Ms. Shannon Lackman, the Psychic Cowgirl. Hi, Shannon.
Hey, Molly. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Welcome, welcome. Everybody, I want you to know that Shannon's website is psychiccowgirl.com. She does live and work on a beautiful ranch. She's a real, real cowgirl and a real psychic. So please check out everything that she does and offers. I also like to let people know, Shannon, all of the different types of sessions you offer, because it's really special, and you're so powerful that every session is wonderful. But I just like to let people know a little bit about what you do. Can you share with us some of your popular readings and sessions that you offer?
Absolutely. And I'm sitting here at my kitchen table looking out at the sunshine and my horses. Haha, I have the best office.
Yes, that is a perfect office. You know, right before the show started, I had dragonflies, monarch butterflies, and an eagle soaring overhead, so I knew today would be a magical show.
That is awesome. I love when eagles fly through.
Yes, yes, I do too. I always wave. So, anyways,
I never thought about waving. I just say hi as they go by. Now I'm going to. Absolutely. Okay, so my sessions, what I offer is, one of them I call it a soul session. It's where I energetically tune into you and get answers and possibilities and timelines and threads of energy. And in this session, we can see if you have some blocked energies, you know, maybe some things happened that you haven't quite dealt with, and we can, you know, release all of that. What else happens in this session? You get to know what your guidance system is, and that creates a really beautiful ripple effect, so you just naturally become more intuitive.
Voila.
Voila. That's all. The end.
And you also offer awesome Akashic records. Oh, sorry, we're talking over each other. I want to let everybody know this is a problem with Blog Talk Radio. It's like there's a 2-second delay between when the co-hosts can hear each other, so apologies in advance when we do that occasionally.
Yes, it is. Because, you know, when you stop and you pause and you wait for that breath and to see if somebody else is going to speak, yeah, it doesn't coincide.
Right.
Okay, so the other favorite I have is the Akashic Record readings. I do them personally. You just get to know what goes on in your own Akashic Records, which is the book. I see it as a book. Some people see it as simply energy. It's personal preference. Of everything your soul has ever gone through, past, present, and future. And so, again, we can see possibilities. We can see, you know, how to handle some situations that are going on. It is super, super powerful.
There's a lot of information to be gleaned from those sessions. It's very good, very good. So, everybody, this is why we're sharing this with you right now at the beginning of the show, so that you have this and you know, because Shannon and I have a tendency to keep talking, and then before we know it, we forgot to share everything that she offers. So I want you to know all of her awesomeness right from the start, so that you can check it out on psychiccowgirl.com and connect with her if you're ready for a session and you resonate with her style. It's good stuff.
I'm a whole lot sassy, just to warn everybody.
Yeah, sassy and direct and very real. Like, you're a very real psychic. You're a very real person, and you get the emotional stuff, and you get the reality and the practicality of our lives, and I think that's what makes you so good. So I want people to know that you're a practical psychic.
I am. I think that's mostly the cowgirl in me, because sometimes we have to be creative as a cowgirl, you know, like park the bale truck in the hole in the fence so the cows can't get out until someone can come help me fix it. You know, I have to live practically.
Yes. Yes. And what a great example. So tell me, dear, what have you observed so far in 2013 about these spiritual themes and about the energies we've been moving through? What have been some of the main experiences for you?
Wow. Well, first of all, hasn't it gone by so fast? I cannot believe it's already the end of June.
It's surreal. It really is. And I feel like, okay, we could almost like get in a tizzy about it when you think about, okay, what I haven't done or what I have done. The time is going so fast, and I feel like it's only going to speed up through the rest of the year. But yes, it's amazing that it's already the end of June and how fast we've moved through a lot of things.
So much so. So I have to say that, again, it's gone so fast that things just happen instantly. And June has been the biggest transition month for me.
Yes.
And the theme that has been prevalent, I can't even talk, say the word, you know, the most biggest theme that I've had
prevalent.
To work through lately,
yes.
That's the word, is the discernment. My favorite.
It is your favorite, yes. It's something, it's like a daily presence, is that we always have to be aware and using our discernment to choose and observe and notice. What has it been, has there been a specific example for you lately, or what is coming up for that?
There's been a few. Okay, so with the discernment, the biggest one that's happened, and this started kind of in March, and it was an ongoing thing. So my radio show, which I co-host on Blog Talk with a pal, has ended. She has to focus on other things, and rightly so, and I'm moving on to other things. And that was a huge process for both of us because we really, truly like each other, and so we didn't want to end it, but we were feeling the nudges, the urges, and we knew we had to. And an opportunity came along in which, you know, we just, it was really, really obvious that we either had to move forward together, completely committed, or separate.
Right. Yes. Yes.
And
so it was a choice point.
Yes, it was. And then, I mean, that's where the discernment had to come in, right? We each had to look at it not as a together thing, but as our individual energies and what we wanted to do and our soul purposes and all those juicy things that fit in there to see if this partnership still fit us with where we were going. And then come to the realization that it didn't. And it's good. I mean, we got to have adult conversations about it, and we're still excellent friends. It worked out really well. But, you know, there comes a time when you're going through this process where you get that choice. If you want to be petty about it and it's not even just petty, it's being reactive because you know that the other person might have hurt feelings. Just because it's a process of change and you can choose to either be, you know, trying to hide your own hurt feelings and choose one way to handle it or try to find the grace in the situation and choose a different way. Did that make sense?
Beautifully said. Beautifully said, yes, because that is so important right now is to not be in that reactionary place but to own it. And sometimes what you have to own doesn't always feel good right away, if that makes sense.
No.
It can feel kind of yucky or, oh, I didn't realize that that was what I was feeling or what I was carrying around. But you have that self-honesty piece that can really guide you through and connect you to grace.
Yeah. I think that's what gets you through it. And you get that choice. Like, you can go one way or the other, and neither way is wrong. It just depends on where you are at in your path, right?
And also, it's interesting because when you own your part of it, right, like, you step forward and you say, okay, this is how I feel, or this is what's going on for me, it also requires the other person to make a choice about whether they can step forward and meet you at that energetic level or not. And sometimes
right.
That doesn't happen. And that's where things get messy and there's misunderstandings and it doesn't go with the direction you want it to go.
Right.
So it is really interesting that all you can do, again, is come back to your own energy and what is best for you.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it was beautiful in our situation because we did meet each other and we did, I mean, you know, we're still working through that we don't want to let go and hurt feelings, not with each other, just with the situation, but we did meet each other like halfway and understood each other's perspective and it was beautiful. But you know what? So easily these things go the opposite way and it's not bad. Because you need to work it out that way in order for you to move forward and move through. And maybe next time you decide, no, I don't want to do that way again. I want to try a different way.
Yep, beautifully said. And this relates to what you were saying, too, about June being such a big month and all the transitions that are happening, because there are a lot of relationship transitions, friendship transitions, family transitions. Things are just moving with other people, because when we own our energy, we also see who doesn't connect with us at that same space.
Yeah. And even moving. I can't believe how many people are moving houses in June.
Oh,
crazy.
Yes, sure. Yep, that all relates. And so with the discernment part of it, this is also where you choose what is best for you and what path you have to follow, not just you, Shannon, but everybody.
Right.
But each of us. And what is best for our own soul growth. And honestly, that can also be lonely. And I want to recognize that, because I know there's people listening who are going through this too. And you think, oh, I'm choosing this better path. It feels good. It feels awesome. I want people to join me. And sometimes that doesn't happen right away.
That's so true. And, you know, don't take it personally, because that's not what's happening. What's happening is that they are just on a slightly different timeline than you are. Like, and their path is their path, right? And so they're just not caught up to you yet necessarily. And you just have to, you know, take a step back and honor that for them. Because you can't force them. Even though you may think, oh, but this is so awesome and I wish they would join me and if they only knew this. But they have to know that in their own time.
Yes. And that is where the soul mastery comes from. And like you said, the honoring of the other person and the acceptance and all of that is connected to love. So, yes, we do have to recognize when we're on different timelines and allow it to be, and then follow through on what is best for you and your next step.
Yes, because I know we get excited, right? We get excited and we're happy and we get this new information and knowledge and we just want everybody to join us because it feels so good. But if they're not there, they will resist you and it might feel ugly. And it's not personal. It's just how it works.
Right. And so this beautifully relates to one of the other spiritual themes that came through guidance for this year. Just quick background information about the show topic. Back in January, Shannon and I did a show about 2013 spiritual themes, and so this is a check-in and a continuation of the conversation since it's now the end of June, just looking at how things have played out and what we've learned. And these themes that I received were from my spiritual team, and I wrote them down and thought, okay, great, you know, we'll just see. We'll see how it goes. And it's been interesting because a lot of this information has come through as very accurate. And as we were just describing, Shannon, it's one of the themes that I received was allegiance, which is where we follow our own spiritual path and that we place loyalty within ourselves and honor that as a form of self-love instead of putting too much loyalty or allegiance to other people, because as we just discussed, sometimes that energy doesn't line up. And you have to honor where every person is at.
So very true.
So that's been a big one this year.
Do you have some examples of that for us, Molly?
I do. I have had to have my own transitions with different parts of my life where I've had to make choices that were best for me and to follow my timeline. I mentioned on a recent show that my timeline and how I move through life tends to be fast. And that that's just been my speed, and I've had to honor that and go with my own energy flows and, again, be very accepting and allowing of where that energy doesn't match up for others and to be strong in my own energy. I remember from our January show, Shannon, that you talked about that there was no going back. Like, we had done all this work, and we have to honor where we are, and we can't go back, and we have to stand strong in how far we've come. And I feel that that is still a very strong theme right now, is honoring where we are and being responsible for ourselves and just owning that.
So funny, because I was thinking exactly that when you were talking. It would be so easy sometimes to slide back into those lower emotions and create fights or fight back or, you know, blame or do any of those things that we used to do because we didn't know any different.
Right.
But we no longer want to be there. I mean, it doesn't mean we're not going to do it sometimes, because sometimes we just have to and it feels really good. Never beat yourself up over that. Just understand where you're actually coming from is all that's needed there, right?
Yes, yes. And when I think about this part of the journey, too, I think, you know, where have I unconsciously looked for validation outside of myself?
Yeah.
And that's huge. That's a big thing. In terms of, you know, we can be living our whole lives in that modality or unconsciously seeking that validation from others. And don't get me wrong, it's wonderful to have pats on the back and to be supported and all that, but it's almost like you have to love yourself the most and really validate who you are, your gifts, everything you can do, and to continually nurture that part of yourself.
Yes, because the inner validation is what gives you confidence. Getting the pats on the back from other people, like you said, is awesome and fabulous and fantastic, but it doesn't give you the confidence that you acknowledging it to yourself and firmly trusting and believing does.
Yes, beautifully said. And I have a story about this, and it relates to my book. Yes.
Yay.
And it's the fact that I just released this book less than a week ago, and I was ready to put it out and load it onto Amazon because I felt really good about it. I mean, I felt other emotions too. I mean, I felt a little vulnerable. I felt excited. I felt exposed. It brings up a whole bunch of things when you put your personal self out there. But ultimately,
yes,
I felt very strong and that I was ready. And it's because I knew that I was putting it out here not to receive a lot of validation from everybody else, but more so to just share it as a gift for everybody else. And because it felt like I was strong enough for it now. If that makes sense.
That totally makes sense. And for everybody listening, let me tell you about Molly's book from my perspective. First of all, I'm a total book snob. I read constantly, and I will start a book and hate it and walk away. I'm particular about what I like. I know what I like, and I know what I don't. And memoirs, I read some I don't, because sometimes I find them a little bit dry, I guess would be the word. Not Molly's. She wrote it as an adventure story, and seriously, I thought I was there with her. When I was reading it, and I was reading it on my computer, which I would rather hold a book in my hand, so if it's on the like a Kindle book and I'm actually reading it all the way through, it's really, really good. So I'm busy reading it, and my phone rings, and I seriously had to figure out where I was. I thought I was in Paris. And I answer it, and my friend's like, hi, and she starts chatting, and she's like, are you okay? Feels like you're not here. I didn't tell her why. I just laughed and said, no, I'm good.
You were in Paris.
I was in Paris, yes. Because the way you wrote it, Molly, it is so relatable. It's an adventure stories. It's not, you're not talking at people or just telling them, you're engaging them.
Oh,
way to go.
Thank you. I'm blushing. I really appreciate that. Thank you. That's very kind of you. And that's wonderful to hear because that, of course, is my intention. And everyone listening, really quick, the book is called The Art of Trapeze, One Woman's Journey of Soaring, Surrendering, and Awakening. And it's about when I moved to Paris and followed my dream of living there and how I set up my life there. And under 2 years, I found a wonderful apartment. I fell in love with a Turkish man. I moved my cats abroad. I worked at the U.S. Embassy. So there was a lot that happened at that time in my life. And then it all fell apart. And that's actually kind of where it gets even juicier, where you just realize it goes to places you don't expect. expect. But that's what the story's about. And so that's what I share. And I feel like there's so many overlapping truths that relate to other people's lives. And that's why I want to share it, because I feel that it can validate and uplift other people on how to create their dreams.
It's true. You will see a lot of yourself in Molly's book. Parts of it I'm reading and I'm like, hey, that happened to me. I was on a ranch in Montana, but similar. I wasn't in Paris, but similar things happened.
Right. Yeah, there's so many similarities between our human experiences and how we grow, and especially when you're on a spiritual path, especially. There's so many things that show up somewhere along the way, and you wonder if you're the only one going through them.
No kidding. And for all my Canadian friends who might be listening, you can download the Kindle app from Amazon.com. It's free, and then you can get all the Amazon.com books. It doesn't have to be Amazon.ca because I'm pretty sure it's not on there. So you can go to Amazon.com and get the Kindle app and download the books. Just want to let you know all that.
That's a great tidbit. That's great to
know.
Okay. Good. And yes, like we said, you know, today it's free. The last day it's free. So grab it if you're interested and if it would resonate with what you are experiencing or anything you've been through. And thank you, Shannon, for your kind words. I really appreciate it.
They're not just kind, Molly. They're true.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Again, I'm blushing. Okay. So another theme for this year, energetic exfoliation. And this is something we've talked about, and it's interesting how all of these themes relate. It's about letting go and exfoliating parts of yourself that are complete, and how it's so important to do that so that we're always, releasing and allowing the fresh energy to come in.
Yes.
And on a physical level, too, I love acupuncture. There's so many other ways this can happen, whether it's through, like, Reiki or massages or just drinking lots of water, daily meditations. Just any way to take care of your physical self and your energetic self so that you're not keeping, like, debris in your field, you know, energetic stuff that you really don't want.
And I find for myself and probably for a lot of people, it has to be something physical, like whether it's, you know, dancing or, like, exercise, or there has to be something that is with the physical body. I go for big long walks in my pastures or for a ride on my horses. There has to just be something where you're moving your body or getting body work done. It just has to include your body, doesn't it, Molly?
Perfect point. Yes, it has to. That's so important right now because our bodies need that release. And I love that you mentioned dancing because even, you know, the right music and the right songs, all of that can be a great way to just throw energy away that you're done with. And have fun.
Yeah. It is
some good
fun.
High vibe songs and all that.
Especially fun for me when my kids are home and I dance and they look at me sideways, but I don't stop.
That's right. You're giving them a show.
I just like to torment them.
Yeah.
It's way too fun.
And speaking of the fun and the dancing and everything, this is also where we, you know, we let go when the inspiration hits and the energy hits and you just need to go for a walk or you just need to go to the gym or you feel inspired to take a yoga class. You know, there's a sensation of following the energy, of just going with the flow of it. And like you said, like just dancing sporadically and whenever the mood strikes is perfect. I love doing that too.
Mhm. I catch myself doing it in public a little bit more often than I'd like, but that's okay.
That's fun. That's so great.
Just
I wish I was there
right?
to see you.
We will. We will get together one day soon.
Yes, 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 yes. So another theme I've noticed are the bigger waves of energy come in after we release, and how it comes in and it just lifts us up higher, and it can be very effortless and graceful. It's just, it's like you clear it out, and then like that bigger wave comes in of clearer, cleaner energy. Has that happened to you?
Oh, totally true. And then you get those inspired ideas, and sometimes you get those giddy waves where you just seriously can't believe this is your life because it's so fabulous in this moment.
Yes.
I love those.
Yes, I feel that way too at times where I'm just joyful and light and peaceful, and it's like everything that happened before doesn't even matter anymore. You know, like you, even if you went through some messy stuff or worked through some feelings or, you know, went through a big transition, none of it matters anymore because you just feel like an inner happiness around where you're at now.
Yes. And it's, until you experience it, there's not even words to describe it hardly, is there? It just, it feels so expansive.
Right. Yes, it's something that you have to, like, you'll know it when you feel it. You just have this inner well of joy. And, yeah, it's hard to describe because it is just, it's an energetic feeling. But I have felt those more this year than ever before, and I find that to be really reassuring because I think it's a global thing. I think more people are just at that place where they've done a lot of work and they've focused on their spiritual journey and ascension, and it's made... Mm-hmm. We get these energetic rewards.
Oh, I love the way you put that. That's fantastic. Another little signpost that what you're doing is working.
Right, right. And this is also cosmic, and it relates to energy and activity from the sun. There have been more solar flares this year, more CMEs, which are coronal mass ejections from the sun, more of those have been occurring, and they've been bigger and more powerful than ever. So that's part of what is coming in and affecting our magnetic fields, are these strong waves from the sun, which is just so cool.
It is very cool.
Although I tend to get hungrier, and I'm thirstier, and it can really affect like my physical body and needing to sleep or something, but yeah, it happens.
I agree.
You notice it?
What about on
your ranch? The animals. How are the animals doing?
Sometimes they're just weird. Weirder than usual. I mean, because I have, you know, interesting animals because that's how I roll, but sometimes their energy is jittery. It's almost like you can just feel it. But they're not jittery. Like, they're calm, grounded, centered, focused. But it just feels like shimmery, jittery energy is coming from them. It's interesting.
That's fascinating. And I think it's important because for those of us who have, you know, house pets or, you know, animals in the neighborhood or something, the animals are feeling this very strongly too. So because you're on a ranch, Shannon, you're around it all the time. So, yeah, how fascinating.
It is weird because I'll look out and my cows will be like pacing almost, and it's so weird because, I mean, if you've ever tuned into a cow, you would know that there's not a lot of thought going on there. They're very zen, let's call it. Like, they're not thinking.
Simple.
Horses think. Like, horses can process and figure stuff out. Cows just go by instinct or react. There's not a lot of, I'm going to go over there right now. It's like, oh, I'm going there. Like, it's not even that complex. They're quite fascinating. So I noticed that they really react to energy. Oh, William Shatner's Weird or What, I was watching it one day, and they had a magnet, and when they turned this magnet on, all the cows would face it. Isn't that weird?
Oh, wow. How fascinating. So they were really picking up on the energetic waves from the magnet? Is that what they did?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, cows, like I said, when I tune into my cows, there's not a lot of thought. Like, they're not thinking. They won't answer my questions. It's really rude. But I can feel energetic waves from them. I know when they're getting out. I know when one of them needs help. But it's more of an energy, like not a telepathic word one, more of a feeling energy, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yep.
The horses will flat out tell me, Like this morning, the horses said, come get us, because they were behind this gate that could be open so they could come and visit me at the house. And they walked all the way around, went on a big circle anyways. They couldn't get through this gate because it was locked. So they send me telepathic messages and say, okay, let's do this. But cows will send energies. I just find that fascinating because when Earth is shifting, the cows really feel it, more so than the horses.
And by Earth shifting, do you mean like earthquakes, or how do you mean?
Like even weather changes, the horses will get a little jittery, but the cows, it just feels like when there's big things, the cows will be pacey. They were weird when all the floods that happened in southern Alberta this last little while, my cows were edgier than usual. You know, like they would wander from pasture to pasture or like all gather up as close to the house as they could and then wander away. But they were like busier, that's the word. Like they'll walk more, they'll pace more. It's not just about hanging out and eating the grass. They're actually, they do a lot of movement.
They get a little cardio in.
They absolutely do, which is good because they're growing babies, so I need them to have exercise.
Yes. Just so everybody knows, you are located in Alberta, Canada, outside of Edmonton. And so
yes,
there was a lot of flooding in some towns and places near you, which is quite incredible and amazing that there was all that water coming through.
Yeah, that was in southern Alberta. But although we were at the Edmonton Zoo yesterday on a field trip and it rained so hard that some of the streets there got flooded out, like some of the highways, luckily we made it back to my place, like our town, because it's an hour and a half away from Edmonton. But yeah, just very strange weather. And interesting enough, my cows were weird the last 2 days.
They could feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weather
well,
cows.
Weather cows. That's good. Here in the Seattle area, we had a crazy thunderstorm come through last night. It came in within an hour. It drenched the area, and two local malls flooded, which never happened.
Oh, no.
They flooded into the T-Mobile store, one of the department stores, an Apple store. All these different stores were literally flooded because of the thunderstorm, and I thought that is fascinating because astrologically there's a connection, which is Jupiter, the biggest planet in the solar system, is moving into Cancer today, or actually it moved in last night, and Cancer is the first water sign of the zodiac. And so the fact that it would stir up all these water events and flush out energies or overwhelm them is really fascinating to me when you take the biggest planet and the sign associated with water and put them together and then see how it's coming through in our daily lives.
That is fascinating.
And I think there was some kind of big system going on San Francisco north. So I know this isn't a weather show, but that's all we got talking about. The weather, because of how it is affecting all of us and how it's working with our local communities.
Yeah, and how energetically it affects us hugely.
Yes, yes. We were looking at, we talked about upliftment, everything that's coming through and these bigger energies. And we'll let everybody know that you can see the full write-up of all of these spiritual themes on my website, consciouscoolchic.com. Just go to the top navigation bar there and click 2013 spiritual themes. And then we want to look at the other one that came through from spiritual guidance, which is about energetic intentions. Intentions,
yes.
intentions. Always crucial. Always crucial.
Always
right,
crucial. Another favorite of mine.
Yes, you talk about it often on your radio show. It's part of, just like discernment, it's something we have to work with daily or we can get steered off course.
Totally true.
I was thinking about energetic intentions lately and how, energy doesn't lie. It's very direct, energy is very focused. It moves. It's not going to, you know, come up with some excuse or something. It's very clear in terms of, you know, the human mind and the ego will lie, and people will do and say things to protect themselves. The energy never does that. And so it's fascinating to see how some of the bigger stories happening in the world relate to energy and how things are manifesting right now. Like, take, for example, here in the States, we've had some big political developments around civil liberties and civil rights and things happening. And it's just very interesting because it's stirring up a lot of people's energy and their driving intentions.
Right.
And it's interesting when you get into the legal realm, the political realm, and how it has ramifications for so many of us. But I just think it's fascinating right now that these themes are playing out in multiple ways all over the globe right now.
Very true. And they're big.
So when we look back to January when this year started, can you remember, Shannon, any of your intentions for this year and maybe how they played out or how they have changed for you? Putting you on the spot.
Wow. January seems so far away, hey? It's like that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Actually, yes. In January, I was coming to the realization that I was spreading my energies too thin. And I needed to start cutting back in some areas so I could focus on other areas because, you know, we only have so much energy and we have to refuel ourselves by self-care and pay attention to where we're spending our energy. So I had to, you know, refocus and cut back on some things and reorganize to focus on some of the things that I wanted to grow. And one of it was my business because I was kind of, you know, putting it on the back burner while I focused on all these other activities. And so I had to really, really look clearly on what was lifting my energy and what was making it feel heavy. And then just do some shifting and getting some help. And, you know, it was really easy once I decided to do that to find people to fill in the spaces that I was letting go of. Seriously, why didn't I think of that months before?
Right? Isn't that funny how those things come to our awareness?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. I should have thought of that earlier.
Yes. So, yeah, and now really cool things are happening. As soon as I did that, cool things started happening for my business.
Yes, they did. And so now you have a new radio show that is going to be debuting later on in the summer. And so that's very cool because that opens up so many more potentials and opportunities and everything. Can you tell us where you're going to be, what's happening?
Yes. And I can tell you also that for that to happen, I had set intentions during the last two full moons, actually, because the one was when Virginia and I were deciding whether we were moving forward or not, and I had set very clear intentions that I wanted to, what I wanted to have happen was in the highest and best interest of both of us, wherever and however that was going to show up, which was, you know, totally fascinating because it did. And then with that, I ended up getting an offer from a station, well, it was a radio station, that looked absolutely fabulous on the outside. Upon research and digging, not so much for my energy. For what I'm going to accomplish with this, it did not fit. If I would have just looked on the outside, though, I would have thought, wow, yay, cool, awesome, this all will work. And it may have, but it didn't feel clear and it didn't lift me up. So I went a totally different direction because I realized that with, you know, Virginia and I no longer being together as partners on this radio show, I needed a producer. Because as you know, Molly, having a radio show, you wear a lot of hats.
Yep, absolutely.
because on where Molly and I are hosting on Blog Talk, you are the producer. If it's a call-in show, you deal with the calls. If you have your chat room on, you deal with the chat room. So you are multitasking in a huge way. So if you don't have someone on with you to fill in the spaces when you're doing these other activities, it's really challenging.
Yes, yes.
So I set the intention with this last full moon, because I had some offers on the table and I was deciding where to go, that I wanted a producer who, you know, was in alignment with me, and I had this whole list. And then I had a chat with someone and all the boxes got ticked, and I'm going to contact Talk Radio. My show debuts August 13th at 7 a.m. Pacific time, which is 8 a.m. my time, which is perfect for me because I am a cowgirl that gets up early. And
yay.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's just going to be Psychic Cowgirl. I'm letting go of Magical Mondays because that was mine in Virginia's. So I'm just going to be straight Psychic Cowgirl, and I'm going to share my stories, and it's going to be a call-in show. So you get to call in and talk to me, and you can ask me questions, and you can share stories of cool things that have happened to you, because I love hearing that. And, yeah, we'll see where this takes me.
Yes, it's part of that upliftment energy where you are going higher, and it was effortless,
yes.
And it's exciting. There's
yeah.
just so much good stuff around it.
And, I mean, the cool part was the other offer I was entertaining, because when I get time and can sort through all of it, because there was a lot of things that happened with that. I will write the blog to tell everybody, because it was completely fascinating, and it just shows that you really need to be aware of what is actually in alignment with your energy, not what you think might be okay. As soon as it's might, or, well, this could work because it sounds so good, those are red flags.
Beautifully said. Yeah, that's really important to know, because we will try to overrule ourselves or convince ourselves instead of listening to those red flags and noticing them when they happen.
It's true, because it doesn't mean this other station is a bad station. That's not it at all. It's just what their expectations of me and what I can do or want to do with this was a little bit different, and so that's not a fit.
Yep. Discernment, right? You use discernment
yes.
to really hone in on what was right for you and knowing what was the best path to follow. And I love how quickly it came together. And that is always great.
It was
great.
Fast.
Confirmation.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, you do second guess yourself when you make these decisions, right? But here's what I did. I said, okay, universe, make it clear. So I did send the message that I was declining the one offer. And the message I received back completely validated every point I had going on in my mind why I had to say no. It was so beautiful and
yes,
irritating.
And that, yeah, right, because sometimes it is. It has that mixture, but it was the clarity you needed. It gave you the answer that made it very
yep.
certain.
Certain. Because, you know, as we grow our businesses, opportunities come along that – they kind of blow your mind a little, and they like seem like they would be so fantastic and amazing, and then you have to do your research.
Yeah.
Because maybe it is, and maybe it's not.
Yes, yes. Those choices are crucial, and I think it's also a reminder of our power and that we always get
yeah.
to choose and make sure that what you choose is in alignment with who you are now and where you're going, and that you're not falling into those habits that you've moved past or those unconscious patterns. You know, it's a check-in point for your own growth.
It is. You know, I was reading a book by Lauren Graham, and I think it's called Someday Maybe. Darn, I wish I remembered the total title. Someday Maybe?
Yes, I know what book you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was a quote in there, a sentence is in there that I absolutely adored, because I was reading this book while I was going through this, and she's talking about the entertainment business, and she said, this is a business where it's real easy to think you like something you don't really like because you're flattered to be chosen at all.
Perfectly said.
I had to write that down. I did. I have it on a sticky by my computer, because you know, when we're growing our businesses and becoming more visible and stuff, these opportunities will show up and we think, wow, I can't believe I attracted that. But sometimes you attract it to say no.
Yes, absolutely. Because that demonstrates your power too. And then you're also signaling to the universe, you know, yes, I have interest in this, but bring me something that's a better fit. And
right.
As you said, Shannon, that, you know, that works with your full checklist of what you want.
Yes. And, you know, because this industry we're in, it's always growing, evolving, changing, right? And
yeah.
So we get to grow, evolve, and change. And what might fit, you know, in a radio show format 5 years ago probably wouldn't fit us now.
Right. Yes. And it's very cool how there are so many possibilities right now, and that it's about maintaining your own power and your own strength. And again, it goes back to, you know, you're not looking for validation outside of yourself. You're coming from a very strong, grounded, centered place that allows you to choose. And of course, if the opportunity is great, go for it. And then if it's just not right, then, you know, it's time to open the doorway to something that's even better.
Absolutely, and there will be better.
Yes, that's the other part of it. There's so many more opportunities and possibilities than we can even imagine, but we have to initiate that energy, and that goes towards our manifestation abilities and saying, okay, now I'm clear on what I want, and this is what I want to manifest and create for myself next.
Yes, I call it actively pursuing.
Yes. Yes, good phrase.
Because you don't want to just wait. I mean, you set your intentions and you give it to the universe, but then actively pursue, because that gives your energy a focus and it will just make it better.
Right, because it does require your human participation on some level, whether that is doing research or talking with people or going out to certain events or something. Like, you have to do something. You can't just, you know, sit on the chair in the corner all day, but that's how you work with the universe.
Yes. And it gets your energy flowing, too. And you can find out that, yes, you're because I actually initiated that deal that I turned down. I initiated it. And so it would have been very easy for me to say, well, I found it. I need to stick with it. But no.
Right. You let it go so that something else that was better could take its place. And I think that is important for a lot of people to hear right now, especially with relationships. That keeps popping in as we're talking about this, is that it's also the same for friendships, relationships. Just
right.
That has more emotional energy attached to it, but there are so many people in the world. You know, there's so many wonderful people in the world. So look at where you're spending your energy. And I loved what you said, Shannon, earlier about back in January, realizing that you were spreading yourself too thin and how easy that is to do, and that when you brought in your energy, you were able to focus it better.
Yes. And, you know, in relationships, there has to be the reciprocity. There has to be the respect.
Yes.
It's tricky, right? I was just going to say, and you have to respect yourself most importantly and first of all.
Oh, I like that. Most importantly and first of all. Yes, exactly. Respecting yourself. And I had a very interesting thought this morning. I'm glad. I almost forgot to tell the story. But I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning, which I don't normally do. But I was just awake. And then sometimes when I'm at that place where I'm just very still and listening, I like to speak with my spirit guides. And I was talking with them about the relationship stuff and about the transitions. And I heard so clearly that some of the transitions we're going through right now are setting up something better for our future lives.
Ooh.
So, we talk about past lives a lot, right? And, of course, we know that with time and space, everything is actually happening at the same time and in parallel lives and other dimensions. But, you know, it just makes it easier to say past lives and future lives. But it's that big right now that what we are, patterns we're ending, relationships that are transitioning, things that are happening right now are actually contributing to better experiences in our future lives, where our energy goes next. And I thought that was very cool to hear.
That is very cool and fascinating.
And it puts it into a perspective, right? It's like, okay, like if I didn't, so take for example, you mentioned, Shannon, the issue with self-respect in relationships. If by chance you were circling in that issue throughout this whole lifetime, it would be something that you would again deal with in a future lifetime in order to evolve the energy or end the pattern or whatever. But this time around, because we're so conscious and aware of our energies, you can end that now. You can master that lesson and that knowingness now and not have it be on the to-do list for next time.
Yeah. Ooh.
I find
that
motivating.
Yeah, it does. It changes everything. Because, you know, I was thinking today, oh my goodness, Molly, you just answered a question I had today. So I was thinking today, because you know how sometimes you just feel like you're doing the best you can, and you're trying to be a really good person, you're trying to be accepting and not go freak out on other people, and you're just trying to, you know, work through and live a good life and honor people and stuff, and still crazy, nasty stuff will happen to you, and you think, I don't get it. Why is the lesson?
Right.
What is that about?
Right.
But if we're setting it up for a future life where we don't have to deal with this sort of stuff anymore, puts a totally different spin on it.
And then you can also see part of the victory, if you will. It's like, okay, like I'm taking care of this now and I get it in terms of why. And so I don't have to experience it in the, you know, I don't have to be in the same energy later.
Right.
How powerful is that? How amazing is that? That we can have the awareness that, you know, there is a divine purpose for the changes that are happening and that it is in the best interest of everybody involved.
Yeah. Even if we can't see it right now.
Yeah, because how often does that happen?
Like exactly.
You're going through
so
something
often.
And you don't. Yeah, right.
It gives you hope, right? That even when things are cruddy and you just want to curl up in the corner and cry, it's okay. Go do that because that's how you work it through. So maybe you don't have to experience it ever again.
And that cleans it up. So I find that comforting is knowing that it's also cleaning things up for yourself, you know, letting it go, understanding the bigger picture, and knowing that it's beneficial, that it counts. Maybe that's the way you look at it. It counts for something. It's not just an aimless thing. It matters in the here and now, and it matters in the future.
It's not just random bad luck or anything like that. It's not anything you did necessarily. It's an experience you're having.
Yeah, and it can help us detach from it because, you know, you could come back and be in a totally different situation with the same person, different gender, different roles, different, you know, a whole other type of dynamic. And you don't have to spend your energy in that dynamic anymore.
Fascinating.
It is. So I'm glad I
remember love that.
When we started the show, I didn't remember this insight, and so obviously Spirit was like tapping me and said, don't forget to mention this, because I think it's comforting for many of us that, you know, the stuff that's happening with relationships and stuff, it's really for your best and highest good, and it's all divine, and that just makes me relax, you know, shoulders go down.
Yes.
And then let it go. Yeah.
Warrior stance backs up a little bit.
Right. So I'm looking at the time, and I'm going to have the show go for a few more minutes because I want to make sure and we chat about anything that we're feeling for the rest of 2013, for the next 6 months. I'm going to put you on the spot, but is there anything
All
that
right.
comes to mind for you about what we need to know for the remainder of this year?
Okay. Well, it feels like when I tune in and go look that there's just going to be more shedding of energies and, you know, people, relationships, things, whatever it is that you need to shed so that you can still make more space for whatever it is your soul truly wants to do. And there's still going to be, like, messy experiences, but there's going to be more of the uplifting experiences. It also feels like it's going to be very busy still, in that you get to experience those big highs and some of the lows, but it's all going to be related back to the experiences.
I think that feels so spot on. That strongly resonates with me because we are always moving energy and releasing, and we get faster at it. We get better at it. You know, we can recognize things sooner. Cut them off sooner, or, you know, grab them sooner and own them sooner. And that feels, oh, that feels so good. I love how you said that, Shannon, because there is a lot still coming this year. It feels like there's still more. Just going to lift us up, push us forward, keep things moving, and go even faster.
Lots of movement, it feels like. It also feels like, you know, those big dreams, like if you want to have your own business or you want to pursue something, it just feels like possibilities are going to open up for everybody even more. Like you, sometimes we don't think of these things, but more varied possibilities are going to come into our energy, if that makes sense.
Yes. And as if things can literally change overnight. Opportunities can happen overnight. Like the energy is just clear and things can just zoom right in and meet you. And it could even be a little bit shocking. Like, wow, really? This is happening? This dream is happening? That's how I feel it. I feel really excited about it. And I'm just going to keep talking really fast.
So, definitely supporting us. Whatever we want to do, we can just make it happen.
A lot of support, a lot of things showing up that will help create the dream or, you know, follow the intention. And I think that energy is one of the rewards for this work, for this journey, for everything. So
I love that.
Also, receiving it and just being, you know, aware of the fact that you deserve it and that you most certainly are worthy of all of it.
And just sit in it and enjoy it.
Yes, because this is what it's about. And we look at how fast time flies and it's easy to get caught up in the little things. And then when the big things come through that shift you and uplift you, it's just great to, sit in it and love it.
Okay, I have a question for you, slightly different but fits in this. Have you been experiencing time ripples? You know, where you go to do something and you seriously can't remember if you've done it already or you were going to do it or you were in the middle of it. You just sort of have like those few seconds of it feels like a time ripple where you're not sure where you are or what you're doing.
Yes. Okay, funny thing. This happens when I take my vitamins. I can't remember if I already took my vitamins for the day or not. Like, I wasn't there or something. And I that's a minor example, but it is that sensation. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah. So my thoughts on that is that it's because we are expanding our energy to connect to the whole universe, like, you know, the parts that we don't even know about yet. And so we're kind of time rippling. I know, but it's the weirdest thing.
It is weird, but that's so validating. I love the phrase, too. I love what it's called, time rippling. That makes a lot of sense. I get a strong visual around that that feels spot on. I do feel it as being that multidimensional experience of being even in multiple places at once, or you can see yourself present in another scenario or situation. There's more energy that we get to move around and work with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And more energies that we get to tap into.
Yes. Yes. And kind of related, but in another way, is related to something you mentioned about remote viewing and how you have friends who can do remote viewing, and that is another way that information and energy can be used, which I think is very cool, too.
It is very cool. You can take classes on it. They offer them. I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We'll have to do a whole show on remote viewing, Molly. Seriously fascinating stuff.
Yeah, I would love to dive into that more because I think people would enjoy that. And it's kind of a part of, I feel like going into different portals or time travel or something where you're looking at a scenario that you're able to access a moment in time or a situation in time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it has a very colorful history.
Oh, well, and you mentioned how, like, the government uses this or other agencies use these skills to get information.
Yes. Yes.
I think that adds an interesting layer to it.
It does. It does. You know, they've tried to downplay it, but it happened.
Okay. So
I'm not saying too much
because,
seriously, we would be on here for another hour and a half.
Yeah. I know.
It's fascinating.
It's a really rich topic. Okay. So we will talk about that later, people. So please listen to either this station or Shannon's new radio station, and we'll be sure to talk about remote viewing and everything that can happen with that. I'm looking at the time, and wow, of course the hour just flew by, as it always does when we start talking. Thank you so much for being here, Shannon. I'm so happy that we were able to talk about all these different energies and all the things that are going on. Thank you.
Thank you. And everybody know that I am going to have Molly on my show.
Yes,
we don't know when yet, but she's already agreed, so yay!
Yay! Yes, so your new show launches August 13th, and we'll go into the fall on Contact Talk Radio. So everybody check that out. And also, you can listen to Shannon's, actually, they're like more like the past episodes here on Blog Talk Radio that are still live.
They are.
So you can access all that information. So check out Psychic Cowgirl Magical Mondays on Blog Talk Radio to hear all the past shows and topics that have been covered. And it's a good show. You guys have a lot of good stuff on there.
Thanks, Molly.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you can make it to the live episode next week when we are already into July. Otherwise, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you joining us. I hope you got some good information about this year. And I hope it normalizes some of what you've been experiencing, too.
Me, too.
So thanks again, Shannon. Yeah, I know. We all need to hear it, you know. Like, okay, great. I'm normal. I'm on track.
Woohoo!
So we'll see you next week. Thanks, Shannon. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.